Okay, so we're holding into my Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, and really this Mishnah is essentially the same as the previous Mishnah. We're using, we're being mafresh food verbally, but this time it's a liquid instead of a Shabbos, instead of a solid, and we're doing the hafrasha before Shabbos verbally for what's going to happen on Shabbos. Okay, but now it's a liquid. When it comes to liquid, of course, liquids naturally mix together, and there's no... The previous mission, remember, you said, like, the piece over here, but there's no over here in a liquid. As soon as you put it over here, it's mixed back up in the jar, okay? So, when it comes to being mafresh liquids, you could, as you'll see in a second, you could just simply pour some out. And that would be very simple, straightforward. You could say, the little bit in this cup is the hafrashas, but that would be way too easy, and the Mishnah wants to deal with the case where you didn't do that. Okay, you're just using your words, and you're not pre-separating anything. So now we're on Erev Shabbos, and we're talking about going to our Amma Arth friend on Shabbos, and we're going to be mafresh verbally beforehand. Here's how it goes. Okay, sorry. So yesterday when we left off, I said just the same way. If you remember, how you'll be able to say before you go to his house, you know, I'm separating Meiser and then Trumas Meiser. And then I said it. The last thing I said is when you go to the house, you have to do it again. You actually have to say the words. Remember that?
Yeah.
So. That's unspoken, but now this Mishnah really is speaking about that second, starts the second part. In other words, it's assuming before Shabbos you said these words, and now what you're saying here in the Mishnah is the second time. You're repeating what was done verbally before. The idea is you're breaking up the hafrasha, so you're not doing it all on Shabbos. Why that's important is because the rabbis didn't let you do tithing on Shabbos. The way you're getting around it is you're saying, technically the tithing I did conceptually was done before Shabbos, my first verbal statement. Then the second time I did it, it's actually when it was done physically, but I broke it in half, so that is permissible. Okay, so you said it before, but now you're repeating. Mazgalo es hakos, your host, Bama Arts, pours for you your cup of wine. So Omer, now you say again what you said before Shabbos. You say, Mashani asi lishayer bishule hakos, that which I am going to, in the future, leave at the bottom of my cup. Atid is future, lishayer, leave over. Bishule is at the shulayim, or the bottom of the cup. Harehu maser. That's what is left at the bottom. That's maser. Particularly 1% of it. Ushar maser samachlo. And there's another rest. Of the other 10%, I 9% is next to it. So that's the 10% left at the bottom. Vezeh shasisi maser. The first 1% that I had in mind to be maser. Asui trumas maser. That at the bottom of the cup will be the trumas maser. Alav. That's kedusha will be on the trumas maser will be on that last 1%. Umaser sheni bapiv. And as for the Meiser Sheni, which had to be poured onto a coin, that was the fifth, that's at the top of the cup, right, in the mouth, the liquid at the top. And that's redeemed onto a coin. And then you'll the Kedusha's nifter of the Meiser Sheni, you drink the cup, and you leave 10%, you leave really 1% at the bottom for Meiser Sheni, for Trumas Meiser. Simple. Good. We're going on. Mishnah Gimel. Okay. This is another case of tithing of demai that you are that a person received and he has to be, but he hasn't yet got possession of all of it, and he's going to have to do some tithing before he gets hold of it all. The case here is where you have an employer who is contractually obligated to pay his worker food also. So the deal is, in the case here, the deal is the employer is going to have to pay the worker 100 figs of food also over the week, let's say, okay, to feed him. The problem is the balabayas is an ino ne'aman, and so the worker doesn't trust him, so he's afraid, he's got demai. But how is he going to be able to tithe if he gets one fig every hour or whatever the story is? How is he going to, he can't start taking a 1% of each fig every time, it's not practical. He's afraid, so what is he going to do? He's going to have to do a braver situation where he's in advance going to say retroactively, I'm setting aside from my supply of 100 figs the trumas meiser now. So here's how it goes. Okay? A poel, that's a worker, she'enu ma'amin lebal habayis. He doesn't trust his employer to take hafrashas. Notel grogeres achas. He takes the first of the dried figs that he gets, v'omer, and he says, zu, this one, v'teisha bas achra, and 9 more that come after it, either the next 9 or the last 9, whatever the mafarshim, either way, right? Asuyus maser, al tishim she'ani ochel. This one plus 9 more, a total of 10, are going to be the miser that's redeemed of the total 100, meaning leaving 90 more that I could eat in the future, that I will eat in the future. Yeah? Zo asuya trumas maaser alehen. And the first one that I pointed out, that I've taken in my hand now, that one's going to be the trumas maaser from the 10 that I'm going to separate. Umaaser sheni ba'achrona, and the maaser sheni will be from the last ones. Either it means, you know, the next, it's 9 more, right? There'll be nine more, because you did 100, take out 10 from maaser, left with 90. Maaser sheni is the last 10%, so 9 more, either later on. Meforshim either say the next 9 or the last 9, it really makes no difference. Muchul al hamos, that's the kedusha's padui onto a coin, right? Simple.
Yes.
Right? Now, the choshech groger sachas, and he now has, choshech groger sachas, and he refrains from eating one grogeres. Out of 100, he's going to refrain from eating one of them, okay? Because that one's going to be trumas meiser, so he can't eat that one. Very simple, right?
Right.
No problem. I'm going to remind everyone that came in now. The rules for today is positively no questions. Do not read ahead. Do not look at any meforshim. Just listen to me, and I'll do my best to take you through it in a painless way. Okay, that's for your good. You can look it up later and ask questions later. So that's Rabbi. So the Tanakhama says he has to withhold from one of the 100. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Lo Yachsoch. He can't. He's not allowed to refrain from reading that one. He will, that in eating less food, he'll be that much less productive. He'll reduce his work, his productivity, shall balabais, that is owed to the balabais. Now, from the balabais perspective, he says, I tithe this, so you have to eat it. The worker's perspective is, well, I don't trust his tithing, so I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to take 1% off as trumas maaser. But that means you're only eating 99% of the food you're being fed, so you'll be that much less productive, and that's stealing from the employer. So, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you're not allowed to eat that one trumas maaser. What you'll have to do is, you'll have to, out of your own pocket, as the employee, buy a fig to make up the difference. So that's out of your own pocket. You want to be from, which you maybe have to be from, to be Neman, but you're not allowed to steal from the balabais, so you're going to have to add an extra one out of your own pocket, so you'll have the full, consume a full 100 figs, so you'll be equally productive as if you ate them all. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo yachsoch, he says you're not allowed, you don't have to refrain. Bebneishu tanai basin, because that is a condition the basin made. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi agrees in principle that the balabais doesn't have to provide you with a 101st fig, and he agrees that you're not allowed to go hungry because that will cost the balabais. But he says that's true, except for the fact that the basin then went and made a new din, like a takana, which says that this guy is allowed to sneak off with the 101st fig, so he doesn't have to lose out of his pocket. So it's protecting the poor workers, right? The Hashem and the rabbis acted as the workers' union. But he doesn't refrain from eating a total of 100 figs, because mipnei shu tanai basin, the basin made a condition, he can take 101st to set aside as a trumas maaser. And if you, as the Chazon Ish points out, and you can figure out for yourselves, the math will come out, you have to do a little more than one. If you have 101 figs, you need to leave like 1.01 as trumas maaser. Okay? Right? A little more. 1% of 101 is more than one fig. Straightforward, right? Simple. Excellent. So far, so good. Okay. So now we're in Mishnah Dalin. Here you're purchasing Tevel, and it's from a Kusi. The reason why we're saying a Kusi, and instead of a Kusi is someone who, you know what they are, but the Kusi is someone who, if you remember, doesn't tithe that which he sells. He sells Tevel. Right? Even though in the Mishnah, we're considering to be like perhaps a kosher Jew and everything, maybe, in terms of what he eats himself. We've seen that throughout the Masechta. But what he sells, he doesn't care about.
That's the Chazakah?
They don't care. They Kusim don't take the Oral Law seriously, and Lifnei Iver is not an issue to them, so the rabbi said, Lifnei Iver, you can't trick people thinking it's Mesukim, but they don't care about that. They say, buyer beware. So that's why I chose a Kusi. He could have equally taken Yisrael, but since Yisrael is usher to sell Tevel, they didn't want to use that example. So you're buying Tevel now from a Kusi, and the tithe you're about to do is happening Erev Shabbos. Okay? You don't have enough time to do it on Shabbos. You're doing it Erev Shabbos, like by what's it called?
By the
using Breira. Okay, using Breira, the same kind of thing as before, and it's happening at really at Beinish Mashas. Okay, Beinish Mashas means it's not Shabbos yet, but it's getting close. And if you remember, you're not allowed to eat Torim. You're not allowed to take Tafrashas from Vaday Tevel and Beinish Mashas. Right? You remember that one? You can be Maaser Demai on Beinish Mashas, but not Tevel proper. But here we're getting around that by breaking it up by just using our words, and we're gonna use words to be part of the hafrash now. That's the verbal part and the physical part later. So the case is that you're buying this in the case here it's wine, and you're buying the wine from the kusi, and you're buying 100 lugan of wine. 100 lugan of wine. A lug is, let's say, like 12 fluid ounces. So it's like a Coke can. You're buying 100 Coke cans worth of wine. So that means you're not going to have to drink it all now. So the beauty is you'll be able to do the verbal, say the hafrasha now, using Breira and retroactive, you know, assignments, but the actual physical leaving off of that, you know, that one lug, that one kokan worth of wine, will happen after Shabbos. You see, so you're breaking it up. That's how we're getting around the issue of doing the hafrasha on Shabbos proper. And, fine. Yeah, that's good. That's all you got to know. Fine. So now, halokeach yain mibein hakusim, a person who purchases wine from amongst the kusim, and it's erev Shabbos, like I said, shmashus. Omer, he says, shnei lugin, two of the lugin, she'ani asid lahafrish, that I will in the future be mafrish, harehen truma. Those are truma. Remember, when we're talking now, it's tevel. Tevel has even truma gedola. Truma gedola is 2%. It's not demai, it's tevel. So you'll have to first of all say, of the 100, two of them go to the kohen. That we will be truma, the asara, and the next 10. There's a rounding error, obviously, because it's really 9.8. But okay, the next 10 are ma'aser, v'tisha ma'aser sheni, and then once you've taken off those 10, you're left with 90, right? Roughly, right? And so then of those 90, 10% of it is 9. So tisha ma'aser sheni. Okay, put it off, and then meichel v'shosa. Then you can begin to drink, or you can, you know, mix it up and drink it. And as you did the whole thing verbally beforehand, you'll do the actual hafashas later. All right, using Breira.
The only difference here is that they added truma because it was a kusi.
Yeah. Okay, good, great. Perfect. Okay, now, another case of tithing before Shabbos. Hailo te'enim shel tevel.
Are you still in the same...
Mishnah
Hei now. What does Mechel mean?
Mechel either means to start, like matchil, that kind of word, or from mehel to like stir up, you know, okay, stir it up and drink it. But the word is not really essential to the understanding either. It's not from chulin.
No.
I don't think so. No, like no matchil v'shos. No. It means either mix or drink or start, like matchil. Yeah, but whatever it is, the word is not. I don't know why they include it, frankly, but whatever. Okay. Okay, Mishnah. So same story again. Now you're before Shabbos, wanted to tithe using Breira. Hailo to Einam shall tevel besoch beso. You happen to have 100 figs in your house. They're tevel, not demai. They're tevel proper in your house. The beis hamidrash, and you're sitting learning the beis hamidrash. Oh, besada, you're working out in the field, and it's Friday afternoon, and the sun is setting, and you think you'll never get back home in time to do your hafrashas in time for Shabbos comes in. So you say, Omer, shtei te'enim sh'ani asa la'afish, two that I'm going to be ma'afish, harei en truma, those will be truma, ve'eser ma'aser rishon, and the next 10 will be ma'aser rishon, same as before, the same rounding issue, v'teisha ma'aser sheni, and the next 10 will be ma'aser sheni. End the story, right? And you've been ma'afish now before Shabbos, and you go home and you can deal with it on Shabbos, right? Because you've done the hafrasha with your words before. Now, that was tevel. What if it's demai? Hayu demai? If they were demai, Omer, and there's Masha ani asad lahafrish, that which I will be mafrish lemachar after Shabbos. It is
Shabbos.
Yeah. Lemachar is, there's a gears issue. The prevent could have been had. It's not a Shabbos. After Shabbos, okay. Lemachar. I'm just looking for a second. I don't think doesn't look the burner had the girsa.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get bogged down by it. Horeu Maaser, that is Maaser. Ushar Maaser, so that's, in other words, the one of them, of the 100 is Maaser, as you've seen before. And Shar Maaser, Samachal, the other 9 next to it are also Maaser. Zusha, Sisi Maaser, the first one, Asi Trumas Maaser, that's the 1% Trumas Maaser, I love. But Maaser Sheni, but Tzafano, but Dromo, the Maaser Sheni part is wherever else it is, in the north or the south. Muchal Elamos, that Kedusha is put on the coin. And then you'll eat it, okay? So you do the verbal Hafrasha before using Brera, and then later on you'll separate it in a separate, not on the same day. Okay, fine, good. Okay, now Mishnah Vav deals with more verbal declarations. The only one principle to keep in mind for Mishnah Vav, very straightforward. Don't forget that if you have two baskets, okay, and one of them is chulin, already had the hafrashas removed, and one of them isn't. There's no way to transfer kedusha onto chulin. The chulin is, you know, and now it's, once it's been tithed, it can't, has no hand to receive kedusha. That's all you have to remember for this. Okay, so Mishnah Vav. Okay, high lefan of shtei kalkalo shel tevel. You have two baskets of tevel of untied produce. Va'amar ma'aser zu bazu. The ma'asers in this one are now in this one. So then harishona mu'aseres. This one's now totally clean of tithing, and this one will have now a double portion to be tithed at a later date. Very simple, right? Now, if you said instead shel zu bazu, first I say all the hafrashas that were in this one go here. And then I say v'shel zu bazu, and then I say all the ones that were in here go there. That's not going to work. Harishona mu'aseres. This one will be totally ma'aser because you made it now. This becomes chulin. This now has a double portion of the hafrashas. But when you try to put it back on here, it won't work because this is no hand anymore. Now this is now masuk and it's clean. No, there's no way to put kedusha or hafrashas back into this pot. So this won't work. Harishona mu'aseres. The first one and the second one not. Right. Fine. The third case, if you say something really, if you want to really buck this principle in the second case, and you say ma'asros sehen, ma'asros kalkala b'chaverta, you say the ma'asros, these things ma'asros are now in its friend's basket. So you did both simultaneously. Then karashem, that works. So what does that mean? So the two basic pshatim. One is basically the declaration saying, I'm putting the hafrashas of each one on the other simultaneously, and bang, it works. Which all that means now that each one now has hafrashas definitely in there. So you have to, there's no real mathematical or economic difference. You have to take hafrashas from each one, just knowing that the hafrashas of this one are in there and the hafrashas of this one are in there. The only real nafkamin would be there's definite truma in both baskets. So now you're no longer able to take from one on both. Okay, that's the only difference. Yeah, because you basically said the hafrashas that belong here are now here, and the hafrashas that belong here are now here. So now there's something definite in each one. So now you can't wiggle it out of it again. You've declared, you've been koreshem, you've designated there's definitely true in each basket, so now you have to take hafrashas from both. And technically speaking, the hafrashas from here will be from this produce, and the hafrashas from here will be from this produce. Right? Not complicated, right? Not too complicated.